Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we are joined by Kerry Weckelow, the COO at Actualize Consulting, a financial services consulting firm. Kerry's award-winning book and program entitled Culture Infusion helps organizations create a thriving organizational culture. And Kerry, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me.
And our pleasure. Thanks, Kerry, for coming out. So for starters, how is planning for a vacation an important part of creating a thriving organization? Let's kick things off there.
Well, to prevent burnout, we must learn to set those clear boundaries when we are going on vacation. And then, you know, being able to really take that time to unplug. And this is just important because people need to be able to recharge and then come back thinking at higher levels, because if we're not getting that downtime, then it's really hard to have happy and healthy employees.
Totally agree with you on that. Good stuff. Now, many people try to unplug when they go on vacation. That's almost impossible. Is it feasible in today's world?
You know, it is if you plan and set clear boundaries. And what I had done is for years, when anybody on my immediate team would go out of the office, I would make sure that I started an email when they first went out. And so I wasn't sending them emails all throughout their vacation. So it was really easy for them when they came back to work. And it wasn't until last year that I was like, wait a minute, why am I not doing the same strategy for myself? And then that kind of kicked off a whole firm-wide initiative on, okay, this is what you need to do, whether it's a complete vacation or even if you're just going to be out of the office for a day, making sure that you have a plan in place.
Planning and communicating is certainly the key, it sounds like. Now, how do you actually unplug if you're a manager or, in your case, the chief operating officer?
Again, it goes back to that planning. And so some of the things that I do personally before I go on vacation is I make sure that anything that I have open that I've assigned it to somebody to cover for me, and then making sure not only that somebody's covering for me, but then I also am educating the entire firm on this is who's going to be handling this when I'm out of the office. So then they're not in need to come to me. Now, granted, especially being a smaller business, there are certain things that I do, you know, need to handle when I'm at, or if there's an emergency or something like that. But what I ask is that only things that really need my immediate attention are brought to my attention. And then if you really have questions for me, just send me one email a day. And so that allows me to spend time with my family. And usually I'll ask, hey, send it at the end of the day. So then I can either work on it after my kids go to bed or work on it first thing when I get up in the morning. So in my case, I am still probably getting that, you know, summary email and a few, but it's way better. I used to just stay plugged in my entire vacation up until last year.
Certainly great information. I love the approach here today. We're joined by Kerry Weckelow, the COO at Actualize Consulting, a financial services consulting firm. Kerry's award-winning book and program entitled Culture Infusion helps organizations create a thriving organizational culture. And she's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, Kerry, do you think it is possible to have a planning for a vacation company-wide strategy?
So after I was successful on my vacation last year, we decided to roll out what I had done personally. And we have it as part of our onboarding process for our new hires. So they know how we like to operate when they're going to be out of the office. And then we're regularly, especially in the summer seasons and around the holidays, reminding people of this strategy. So it's a few steps. You know, like I said earlier, assigning what tasks you have open, educating the team, and then choosing that email strategy. So do you want to get one email when you get back? Do you have something that's really pressing? Do you want to get that summary email each day? Maybe you want to get it every other day, but choosing that strategy and communicating that to your team. And then what I like to do brief meetings for when I'm going to get back. So I already have all of that organized. So I know going in, coming back into the office, that I'm going to have debrief meetings set up with my team, and I'm going to be able to handle things pretty quickly once I get back in the office. And then also just setting up that automated out-of-office email, which we all do. But in that email, what we do is we say, for me, for marketing, social media, contact this person. For finance and accounting, contact this person. For recruiting and any other ad hoc requests, contact my other team member. So that way, if somebody does get your out-of-office email, then they know who to contact and they're not feeling like they don't have another option.
Yeah, I can see the expectation along with good communication can make this work for sure. Good stuff. Now, how have you seen positive outcomes within your company when these planning strategies have been implemented so far?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we're having people who were having a lot of stress and anxiety, some burnout happening, that now with these strategies in place, they're able to fully take vacations. And that can be up to a week. It can be up to a couple weeks. But they're actually coming back saying that, hey, it really worked. And what I'm seeing also is that people are really being mindful of not sending a ton of emails because, you know, when you come back to the office and you have 100 emails to go through, it's just very daunting. But now people are coming back with these consolidated emails and it's just making it so much easier to get back into work. And then there's not as much anxiety to even leave the office. I mean, I used to feel like I could never leave. And, you know, some of the other higher level people in our organization felt the same way. And, you know, just now that we've been doing it about a year, people are doing it more and more. And then people are really getting on board to support each other and really honor when they are going to be out of the office, not to bug them unless it's super important.
Certainly a great plan to implement. And I can't thank you enough for sharing these ideas and approach with the audience, and something in this digital age today needs to put the brakes on things. And this certainly sounds like it's an awesome way to make that happen. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a tip, a takeaway, anything else you'd like to add along the lines of our conversation today?
Yes. One of the biggest tips that has been super helpful for me is when you're going to be out of the office, you've worked with your team, you're not getting those emails, but a lot of us are on a lot of email list, distribution list. So unsubscribing from ones that are no longer relevant. For example, I get technical resumes from outsourcing firms all the time. I don't even know how I get on these lists, but as soon as I get them, I just go ahead and unsubscribe in the moment. But last year, I mean, it took me a week to unsubscribe from all the email lists that I had signed up to over the years. And I find that helps with my vacation, being out of the office as well when I do that. And now I just try to stay on top of it. And even if I order something online, I try to just go ahead and unsubscribe to it. They'll subscribe you very quickly to, you know, 10 emails a week. And that's just, I don't need that static in my inbox.
And certainly appreciate that concluding tip. That also is great, great information. And sometimes we just neglect it. Clean up that email box, and that certainly can also help as you put in this plan to action, planning a vacation. Good stuff here in all regards. Now, your book, again, is Culture Infusion, Helping Organizations Create a Thriving Organizational Culture, and your company is Actualize Consulting. Where can listeners not only find the book, pick up the book, and or get more information on your company?
Okay. Yeah, our website is actualizeconsulting.com. And my book, Culture Infusion, 9 Principles to Create and Maintain a Thriving Organizational Culture, is available on Amazon. So you can just search it right there.
And that certainly is easy enough. Again, Carrie, all the best. And thanks so much for taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Really appreciate your time.
And you're very welcome. We've been speaking with Carrie Weckelow, the COO at Actualize Consulting, a financial services consulting firm. And also Carrie's award-winning book and program entitled Culture Infusion, Help Organizations Create a Thriving Organizational Culture, can be found on Amazon.com. And for further details on Actualize Consulting, visit actualizeconsulting.com. EPN.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.